Sadly, most first-generation immigrants have never been invited into a Western home. Even second- and third-generation Muslims find it a rare experience. The answer is simple. Invite them to yours. There are a lot of reasons why we don't. We are busy, and it is hard to have someone over that we still don't know very well and may be uncomfortable with. But let me encourage you to invite them to your home and keep on inviting. Arab culture says that you need to ask 3 times before something is considered to be a genuine invitation. So don't expect your friends to accept your invitation the first time. You will need to push and keep on inviting. What will happen most likely is that they will say, "No, please come to my house." If that happens, take them up on the invitation. Relationships will be built, and you will eventually get them into your home. Sometimes, they are afraid to come to your home. One friend eventually confessed that they were afraid we might hurt them. They told some friends to be on the lookout just in case they didn't come home. We laugh at this thought with them now, but remember, they may be just as afraid as you are. What should I wear? How should I act? What will they offer me to eat? These are all questions they are asking as well. 7. Accept hospitality. Most Muslims are very hospitable. If they invite you, don't hesitate to say yes. Typical Arab hospitality requires multiple invites, but they might as well get used to Western culture. You invite, and it's a yes or no response. So when invited, accept the invitation. If they are refugees or students, they may not have much money. However, if they can, they will put out the food. I have been in homes and have been served what must have used up their entire monthly budget for food. Don't feel guilty and not eat. The insult of not eating will be greater than the hardship they might face. At the same time, you don't have to eat until you are stuffed or have cleaned the plate. Leave food on your plate even when they are encouraging you to eat more. I can remember times when we lived overseas when the mother would literally pick up food and try to feed me or others in the room. You can easily say that you are full or say, "Thank you," smile, and say, "Praise the Lord," or "Alhamdulillah," thanks be to God, in Arabic. They will be happy, and so will you. When you are in their house, you can ask to give thanks for the food, but pray after the meal, not before, as that is the typical custom. More than anything, build relationships and enjoy the company on that first visit. If it goes well, you will have many more opportunities to share the gospel. 8. Honor and shame are very important concepts. Many Westerners do not understand the depth and subtlety of these ideas in Muslim cultures, which can seem alien to us. A couple of quick thoughts. First, shame-based cultures have strong connections to the world of the Bible. As Westerners, we tend to be more guilt-based in our cultural understanding. We do the right things because we fear punishment or look forward to the reward. Shame-based cultures primarily are concerned with maintaining honor and avoiding the humiliation of public shame.